Nothing is more normal, more universal than death. Sorry for the downer, but it's going to happen. What is not normal is for young people to die before their parents. This is not the order of how things should go. In this next story, we'll hear about a young man who lost his life too early and the effect it had on his high school shop teacher. It led to a class project that was definitely not on the syllabus. Sound Effects' Jennifer Wing tells us more.
In the basement of Franklin High School in South Seattle, I meet with Zion Mole. He's 18 years old, and he's a senior here. And where are we right now?
In the wood shop where we made a Ryan De La Cruz's casket.
Again, this is where students made a casket last June for Ryan De La Cruz. Ryan was a senior. He died a few weeks before graduating. His plan after high school was to join the Marines. He made things out of wood in this sprawling room full of tree stumps, band saws, and varnish. Mike Lawson was Ryan's woodshop teacher.
He's just a really straight-up kid. And I don't mean that as being derogatory to the kids that I butt heads with.
On this Friday morning, Mike is helping a freshman make a small box. Putting the hinges on is a little tricky.
If you did this, it would look like it was made by a high school shop student that wasn't trying very hard. So what we're trying to do is make it look like it really should. So
this class is a different, whole different scene. They make a mistake in another class. They don't take care of their business. They might get an E on a term paper or something. In my class, they make a mistake when they're not paying attention or goofing around. They could come out of here with one eye or no eyes or, you know, vastly different configurations of their hands.
Mike is direct with his students, which can be off-putting to some of the kids.
If they're doing something wrong in my class, I say quit around and take care of your business.
This doesn't bother Zion. Mike is one of his favorite teachers.
He's a good mentor too, you know. I used to be late a lot to class, and even though I was late, you know, he'd always help me get my grade back up. And he has a good vibe to him. He's just a good guy.
Zion was Mike's student last spring when 17-year-old Ryan De La Cruz was fatally shot in Martha Washington Park. It's right next to Lake Washington in southeast Seattle.
So last June, they went to the park to go chill and, you know, ghost hunt. You know, ghost hunting, you know, it's just like a little game, you know, playing around, just acting silly, looking for stuff that's not there, you know, just kids having fun. Someone was shooting, and Ryan got hit, and he died.
Death is expensive. Coffins can cost thousands of dollars. Mike wanted to do something to help Ryan's family. They didn't have a lot of money. So when the news came down about what happened, an announcement was made over Franklin's PA system that to help Ryan's parents, Mike was going to build a coffin for Ryan. Anyone who wanted to help was welcome to pitch in after school. It was the difficult students who turned out to do the work, the ones that Mike butted heads with.
It was interesting that, you know, this terrible situation that was totally out of the blue that no one expected was the linchpin that kind of brought this whole group together that had, I never would have said I would have spent my afternoons and nights after school for 2 weeks with that group of students. But it was really nice to be proven wrong in your impression of someone.
Zion was one of those kids.
I helped put the stain on the coffin and help with some of the interior work, you know. And I feel like that kind of filled a hole, you know, that when I seen people come together, I feel like that made it easier and it made it okay, you know, to where we started to accept what happened actually as a school, you know.
What was your motivation in coming in?
My motivation, there's a couple of factors. One, that he was in the Marines and that he didn't get to serve out his time, just to show respect to him. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that when I seen everybody get together, like Taylor and everybody, and they was all like, hey, let's help build this casket, I was like, shoot, I want to be a part of that, you know?
Yeah. That was interesting you'd mentioned Taylor, because Taylor was flunking my class, basically, because he never came to class. before that happened, and he was probably the guy that you and Taylor were probably the two that helped the most on that whole project. And your grade wasn't in really good shape either at that time. I'd come up and I'd have little fireside chats with you and say, hey, you got to wake up or you're going to be so far behind, you're never going to catch up. I don't want to sound like I'm all judgmental, but I am. You know, teachers are judgmental. It's our job to be judgmental. So it was really nice to see them as caring, you know, concerned people that before had come off like, I don't give much of a shit about anything.
The coffin was made of wood. A cross was made for the top. Students and teachers wrote messages to Ryan on the coffin's lid inside.
What did you write in inside?
I don't even remember. I probably said something like, I love you, Ryan.
This was the fifth coffin Mike has made for staff and students in his 25 years at Franklin. Two for people who worked at the school, and three for kids.
Student coffins are the hardest, you know, because they shouldn't happen.
So this was the third student. What were the, do you remember the situations for the other two?
Well, one was basically an assassination. Lived right down the road, and he had a ground floor apartment. Somebody came up and on his window at night, and Johnny went over to find out who it was, and they, right on the other side of the window, they just shot him. And then the other was a suicide. A kid, a really great kid, another one of my students. All three of the people, the students we've made them for, have been kids that I had.
The student who committed suicide was a dreamer. His mother brought him to the U.S. undocumented when he was a small child.
And his mother got in trouble, and even during Obama's term and as president, they were trying to deport him because his mother got in trouble with the law, and he had married his high school sweetheart, and they just had a baby, and they were going through with trying to deport him. And I don't know, 2 weeks or something before they deported him, he committed suicide. And that one probably pisses me off the most, because that just, well, they all piss me off.
You know, I just want to say thank you for standing up and helping out and for doing that for him so his parents didn't have to, you know, come out of pocket, you know, and pay an extreme amount for something that you shouldn't have to pay an extreme amount for.
That's what I try to teach you guys, is that whatever it is, whether it's carpentry or woodworking or whatever it is, anything that you can do to be altruistic, I've said that word often in this class, to selflessly give others, selflessly, not selfishly, selflessly to give to others. So there's nothing in it for you. You know, it's hard enough losing someone when you feel like you can't do anything about it. That makes it worse. And you guys, I don't know if you even realized it at the time, but you were kind of channeling probably a lot of that anxiety that you were feeling into putting something out that spoke to the fact that you cared about Ryan and his family. So that's pretty cool. When you can do that, always take advantage of those situations.
I think this is going to help me live my life better, you know, instead of living my life day to day, you know, like how a lot of kids do in high school. I'm going to start thinking about plans more. I'm going to start doing things, because at any moment, you know, anything could happen. You know, you could be walking and then you just get shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, that means at any moment, if it happened to Ryan, it could happen to anybody. You know, just one day you're just chilling and then, you know. So I feel like we just got to live our best lives.
A few days after Ryan's murder, the students at Franklin High School held a protest. They marched outside of the building and down to Rainier Avenue holding signs, some of which said, "Protect kids, not guns," and "Not one more."